Kaharap ko ngayon si Jerome Balagtas, may-ari ng kumpanyang One Solution, isang mortgage broker company. Nandito kami sa kanyang magandang bahay sa Windsor Downs. At testimonyo ng kanyang success sa negosyo ay ang napakagandang bahay na ito. Magandang hapon, Jerome.
Magandang hapon, Louie.
Okay. Ipaliwanag mo nga kung ano yung balak mo sa mga taong may utang pa sa kanilang bahay na po pwede palang makautang pa rin na parang tumatawag na investment.
Yes. Look, meron concept na tawag debt recycling. So, most of the time, kung meron ka ng bahay at may mortgage ka pa, ang focus mo is to pay off that debt as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Pero, whilst that's a good thing, it's also detrimental to you because your home loan, your personal home loan is known to be as bad debt. The reason why is hindi siya tax deductible o hindi siya, in other words, benefiting you in terms of income. Okay?
Oh, walang kita.
Walang kita.
So, puro bayad na lang.
Puro bayad lang. So, good yon kasi habit-wise, no? Pero, at the same time, there's ways to actually use ang tawag ay equity out of your house. So, equity is basically kung ang bahay mo is worth $1 million tapos yung utang mo is $200,000, then in essence, your equity is about $800,000.
Yung naipon mong bayad.
Yung naipon mong bayad. Tsaka yung value na tumubo na yung bahay okay. Since you purchased it. So, what you can do with equity is pwede tayo mag-approach sa banko. Pupunta tayo sa banko tapos maghihiram ka pa. So, on top of your $200,000 loan, will apply for a further loan, which is called an equity loan, Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Yung equity loan yon, Louis, halimbawa, naghiram tayo another 200,000. So, yung extra 200,000 yun, panggamit natin yung pan-deposit to buy an investment.
Mm-hmm.
That investment could be an investment property, which is the most common and favorite sa Sydney-siders, Australia. Okay,
yeah.
So, once you've actually used that 200,000 into buying an investment, you can actually claim that that loan as a deductible expense, provided that the property that you've purchased is negatively geared.
So ano, that, ano ibig sabihin ng negatively geared?
Good question. So basically, negatively geared is basically yung income na kinikita mo dun sa bahay na binili mo, yung investment na binili mo, is less than the outgoings that you have to have paid throughout the year.
Oh, halimbawa, so, yung 200, ang kinikita mo lamang ay $200 per month. Pero ang bayad mo dun sa utang mo is 400.
Yeah, so that's negatively geared.
Ah,
so,
okay.
There's other things to consider as well, like council rates,
insurance, yung mga gastos,
okay? Uh-huh. So, yun ang tawag na negatively geared. Ang mangyayari dun is, at the end of the tax time, kailangan i-reconcile yun. So, kung negatively geared yung investment mo, that means you've basically will be able to claim the expense, which will reduce your taxable income.
Babawas mo doon sa dapat bayaran. Oh,
correct.
Okay.
So, in that effect, ang mangyayari doon is you will probably have a refund, tax refund.
Yeah.
So, yung tax refund yon, what you can do is you can use that to pay down your home loan.
Right.
Okay.
Eh, kung halimbawa naman sa reverse, halimbawa ang rental ay 500 pero ang binabayaran mo lang ay 200. So may sobrang 300.
Oh.
Ano naman ang tawag
doon?
So
ang tawag doon is positively geared property.
Okay.
Okay. So positively geared means na yun nga, you're earning more than what you have to pay on an ongoing basis or on a yearly or monthly basis. So ang mangyayari doon is basically you will at the end of the tax year again when the reconciliations are done for your tax return, you will have to pay a bit of tax. So adjust. Pero the point is that to have that investment property throughout the year, hindi ka mabibigatan kasi you're always getting money extra into
may sobrado sa binabayan.
So kung may problema man or something like that, you can always have the extra cash to pay whatever repairs that you need to do, for example, okay? But at the same time, more importantly, it's that extra cash flow that you get on a monthly basis that you can use that to pay down your home loan and accelerate paying off your debt faster.
Pandagdag doon sa original
utang.
Okay.
You will use that 300,000 extra a month and you'll put that into your home loan, not the investment loan, your home loan. That way you're reducing your home loan faster. So that's what debt recycling is. There's two ways to that, the positively geared or the negatively geared.
Okay.
But in both ways, you're using the equity, which is borrowed funds, to work for you. Because what you're ultimately doing, Louis, is basically you are using borrowed funds from the bank to buy an investment property, which over time will increase in value. So there's no secret to property. What they say is property will double between 7 to 10 years.
Lalo na dito sa Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe in a bit longer these days, but let's just say 10 years. So provided that you can hold that asset long enough within that 10-year time frame, then the value of that property, if you purchased it for, let's say, 500, maybe in 10 years it's 800 or 900. Kumita ka 300,000 or 400,000. But they say it's double, but I was conservative there.
Yeah.
So what that means is in 10 years' time, you're able to pay a big chunk of your home loan already.
Kung bibenta mo yon, mababayaran mo ng buo yung...
Correct. Or you don't sell, and then if you're still quite young, you don't sell, you hold it for another 10 years. Yeah. And you've got more money for your future, for your retirement.
Okay. Maraming kababayan natin ang hindi nakakaalam niyang ano tawag doon, recycled debt or debt recycling. Kung gusto pa nilang makapagtanong ng mga impormasyon, halimbawa marami diyang may utang pa ng 800,000 or 900,000, pero nagbayad na sila ng 5 to 10 years, ano? Malaki na yung equity component noon. Paano sila makakatawag sa iyo para mabigyan mo ng impormasyon?
Look, they can call me on my mobile. It's 0439-594-899 or my email address at jeron.balagtas@onelending.com.au. And I guess we can probably publish that later on as well. Tawag lang sila if they have questions. But the concept is quite clear and simple. It's probably a matter of just sitting down face-to-face because everyone's situation is quite different.
Yeah, of course.
No? But if you have some form of equity, kahit 100,000, 200,000 lang, baka pwede na yon, because the concept is basically can be done even with small equity.
Okay. Meron akong panghuling tanong. Halimbawa, nasa sitwasyon ako para gumamit ng debt recycling.
Yes.
Yung bang mahihiram kong ekstra pera sa banko, pwede ko bang ipambayad dun sa isang condominium sa Pilipinas?
Yes, I get that a lot. Okay, so it's a good question. So I have a lot of the guys from, you know, like Mega and all those. Pag limbawa, gusto mong bumiling condominium sa Philippines, which is also an investment, if you think about it, no? Then, ganun din concept. We raise the equity out of your home. And then basically, you have that money, and you just use that money to buy your
sa
investment
Pilipinas,
in the Philippines.
Obviously, kasi mas maganda ang Australian dollar in value kung doon mo dadala sa Pilipinas kaysa dito.
Can go a long way.
Oo, mas times 40 ang palitan.
Can go a long way.
So I'm sure maraming mga kababayan natin ang gustong gumawa noon, hindi lang nila alam.
Yeah.
So marami kasi nag-o-offer, bumili ka ng condo, ganito, ganyan. Pero wala na akong pambayad, may utang pa ako.
That's
pero
right.
Pwede pala.
Pwede, Louis. So look, I mean, again, it's case by case on their situation. We'll just have to look at that. But there's many ways of using that equity. I mean, you can invest it into managed funds or shares if you have the knowledge, or you don't believe in real estate, then, you know, there's financial advisors and that can guide you through investing it in shares or managed funds.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're still investing that money. There's still a debt recycling process being taken advantage of.
Okay.
So it's not limited to senior real estate. You know, you could do it into bitcoins even if you wanted to.
Yeah, bitcoin.
A bit volatile, pero if you believe in it, I'm not endorsing it, but yeah. So it's a matter of, I suggest that if you're really interested in this and understanding this, just contact me and I can,
Yung pangalan po niya ay Jeron with an N, jeron.balagtas. At one solution.
onelending.com.au.
Maraming salamat ulit, Jeron. Alam kong maraming naka-discovery ng paraan para sila ay makapag-invest, lalo na sa Pilipinas, yung mga kondo. Thank you again.
Salamat, Louis.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.